Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I thought I'd wait a couple extra seconds. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kyle's going to be with me. He'll be in the front of the classroom. I'll be off to the side. And we'll be talking about...
you are so funny. I love your laugh, Vince. I tell you for a fact, and you are one of the gracious guys. My dad used to say, this guy settles BS, sells BS real softly. Because you're so gracious. You're very astute and you're very accurate, and I love being on with you. You're one of my best friends, my friend. I'll tell you that for sure, and I've never met you.
Well, I feel the same way, and I really do. And most of the people I really like, I haven't met. I was thinking about that today, Kyle. I was thinking about making the statement that I am better off with having friends throw me overboard. You know, people I used to think were my friends. And I've said this different ways many times. But as we go down this road, I won't have to carry them. I won't have to feed them. I won't have to worry about them. They've thrown me overboard, so it's not my problem anymore. And that's something our son says, like, almost every day. We'll be talking at the dinner table or at lunch table, and we'll be talking about, customers who just don't pay attention to their vehicles, don't take care of them, and he'll say, it's not my problem. You know, it's their problem. If they don't want to maintain their vehicles, it's their problem. So, class, today we're going to be talking about winterizing, getting ready for winter in many ways, garden hoses, the brass nozzles, automotive tips, and lack of regular maintenance is destroying engines. Kyle will share his thoughts. And I have and we'll be talking about antifreeze and different types and what you need to know about it, and whether you should use tap water or distilled water or 50-50 mix or what color antifreeze, because the antifreeze choices are really, they're numerous. But Kyle, I wanted to share something with you early in this class. So yesterday, a truck came into the shop. It was a Japanese truck, one of those little ones, like a 20-year-old Japanese truck. And you remember how they used to rust out? You'd look along the side of the truck bed, and where they electric welded two halves, the upper half and the lower half, along the length of the bed. They would just rust right there, both sides. Mm-hmm. Well, they were prone to rust. Yep. And I'm talking about the Nissans and the et cetera. And I'm talking about the little Japanese trucks, not the new ones, like the big ones, like that Toyota makes today, but the little ones. Well, we're working on one of those, and our son put it up on the lift, and he wanted to show the owner what this was like underneath. And it was totally destroyed. There was so much rust from the road salt. The road salt had eaten the supports that hold the bed onto the frame. The road salt had eaten 100% of the brake lines, the gas line, corroded. The shock mounts, where the shock absorbers mount to the axle, rusted away. The ball joint boots were destroyed and were eaten. This thing was really a salvage, not even salvage. It was scrap metal value. That's all this thing had. And the owner said, "Tell you what, yeah, we're just going to sell this for you know, the engine worked, the transmission worked, and it's to be sold to someone who just wants an engine and a transmission." Because the brakes didn't even work, because the brake lines were rusted through all of them, four wheels. So the owner, I'd like that ball, trailer ball that's mounted on the bumper. Now, this is one of those that has a reinforced bumper, chrome bumper, but the trailer ball was threaded through the hole, and the nut was on there. And I looked at it from underneath, and I thought, gosh, this is going to be really hard to get off. That nut is rusted like I've never seen rust before. Well, we put a half-inch breaker bar on it, couldn't get it off. Put a three-quarter-inch breaker bar on it, couldn't get the trailer ball off. Put a three-quarter drive impact wrench on it, couldn't get it off. Now, this is after lubricating it with PB Blaster, you know, letting it soak in. So next thing was a three-quarter inch breaker bar with a like a 5 foot long piece of pipe and a three-quarter inch drive socket. Finally got it loosened, took the ball off, and it took like 10 minutes to get this stupid thing off. And to save like a $10 ball. Well, the shaft that connects the top of the ball to the nut was rusted through one third. So what I'm saying is one-third of the metal that is used to tighten this ball down and pull the load, the trailer, one-third of it was missing. Now, that tells me that this thing was unsafe to begin with. You know, to hook up a trailer to a ball that has a bolt that is rusted one-third of the way through. And my thought is that this is not the only vehicle that we've seen that is rusted like this. Just about every vehicle that we see in Missouri has been rusted because of the road salt mixed with the beet juice, so that the road salt stays on the vehicle from now on. And whenever there's moisture, like dew in the air, when it just starts to get dark, there's dew that forms on the grass. Well, it forms on these metal parts, and they just rust overnight more and more and more forever, once they've been exposed to this road salt. So the point I'm trying to make is that there are parts on vehicles that need to be a full thickness, the manufacturer's thickness, in order to be safe, and they are no longer that thickness because of the rust, including the bolt that mounts this trailer ball to the bumper. So you put a normal load, you know, maybe close to a full rated load on a trailer, and you pull it with this truck, and what happens if that ball bolt breaks? You're going to lose that trailer. And what is the domino effect of that? What if you're driving behind that trailer and that truck? Kyle, any comments? Have you seen this kind of destruction from road salt that I'm talking about?
I have, Vince. I saw it once. In fact, it was on a friend of mine's vehicle. Actually, I've seen it twice. I just remembered another one. But this was on a friend of mine's truck, and he had to have this ball off of there because we had to change it something fierce. And we tried almost everything that you're talking about right there. I did not have a three-quarter impact driver or even half-inch impact driver. But what we ended up doing, I've got a three-foot pipe wrench. And I have a 2 foot pipe wrench, and we put one of those pipe wrenches around the base of that ball and wedged it up against the bumper. And then we put the great big 3 foot on the bottom, and I got about a 6 foot piece of pipe that I had sitting around here, a piece of 2.5 inch steel pipe. And we twisted that, Vince, and the ball, the shaft snapped in two before that rust.
would let go. It literally snapped that ball right there, Chef. It broke it off right at the bottom of the ball. I couldn't believe it. And we did the same thing, power blaster, and tapped on it, heated it. We did everything we could to try to get that thing to break loose, and it literally, when it broke, you could see that about a third of the shaft, just about like you're saying right there, from the outside in, I would say it was about a quarter of an inch all the way around. One side was worse than the other, but anyway, and it just snapped right in two. You know, so that is a real problem. And I had another friend of mine. We couldn't get this off because I wasn't going to tear it out, take a chance on tearing it completely apart. It was on a Subaru, a little green Subaru. It had a little old tiny ball attachment on the back. And this guy wanted to keep it. And we couldn't get it off. We literally told him, said, you know, well, if I torch this, there's a good chance that this thing is so close to the edge of your bumper, it's going to melt that, you know, plastic over your bumper. And so I said, you know, I'm not going to do it. You can get somebody else to do it. But anyway, yes, I have. I've seen some of it's really bad. We get vehicles around here from Michigan. A lot of people will bring them. And, this actually happened to a really good lady, a really good friend of mine. I told her I was going to go look at the car with her, and it started to have this little tiny bit of bubbling. I mean, you could barely see it, but I laid down there and crawled underneath, and I told her, I said, you know, this thing's going to rust plumb out, and it ain't going to be very long, because this place, and I asked the couple that, where they came from that were selling the car, and they said Michigan. And so I said, well, I told the lady, I said, I wouldn't buy this for nothing. But it was a really good price, and it was a Subaru, and it ran. It is an L.L. Bean edition, you know, so it had all the bells and whistles. And she said, well, I really don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I just want the car. I got a really good price. And so I said, all right. And it ran really good for her for about – oh, actually, it ran right up till the time that she sold it, which is just about like just a few months ago. But already you were having that bubbling everywhere then. I mean, the floorboards were terrible. If they have that same kind of a stuff like that salt and calcium chloride with that beet juice and stuff that they put on there anymore, I don't think any of these cars can hold up to it extremely well. Not over a long period of time.
Yeah, and so here's another thought. So, class, as you approach winter and you look at the big box stores and they sell salt for your front steps and your sidewalk and et cetera and calcium chloride, if you put that in your trunk or if you put that in your pickup bed and there's a little hole in the bag and a little bit gets on the bed of your pickup truck, or your and you want to put it up front, you know, near the cab, right? So it doesn't go flying around. And if you put it in the trunk and it leaks, you're gonna have rust. And so this little pickup truck that we're talking about had holes eaten right through the truck bed, through the floor of the truck bed, not in the cab per se, but in the bed of the truck. So this is really serious stuff. So I would. If you're going to get road salt rock salt or calcium chloride, make sure you put a tarp down, you know, 4, 5, 6 layers thick, and make sure that there are no leaks, you know, because you'll destroy your vehicle. We'll be right back with Kyle.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and so I'm going to share a thought of something that we do here on the farm for our own vehicles. And I don't recommend you do this, but I just want to give you this to think about. So vehicles come in here, and they have aluminum magnesium wheels. They come trucks, cars, you know, these fancy wheels. And if they've never been here before and they're in here for a, you know, our shop for a tire change, wheel balance, brake job, you know, we have to take the wheels off, we find that the lug nuts are sometimes very difficult to get off. It seems like the lug nuts oxidize or rust in place. And that's not the only thing. Then, even when we get the lug nuts, and sometimes they're lug bolts, like Mercedes uses a lug bolt. American domestic vehicles use it, lug nuts. And even when we get the lug nuts or bolts off, sometimes we can't get the wheel off the axle. It's rusted in place, or it's oxidized in place. And so, of course, we use PB Blast or automatic transmission fluid with acetone or some kind of a lubricant, and we don't want to heat the axle and we don't want to heat the wheel. So we tap on it with a rubber mallet, tap on the tire with a rubber mallet, and, you know, at 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, and 9 o'clock, you know, positions on the wheel. And eventually we get it off. But it's a pain in the neck. So what I do, and I'm not recommending you do this, so I'm just going to say it this way. Don't do this because it's risky. And it could be potentially dangerous. But what I do is I take some red full synthetic grease. It comes in tubs. You can get it at the, you know, the auto parts store. And it's a very slippery grease, and I put I get a Q-tip, and I put a Q-tip into the tub of grease. They come in 1 pound tubs, and I put a thin, thin film of grease around the mating surface where the wheel slips over the boss on the hub, the axle hub. That way, it will protect the cast iron axle part or the cast iron hub from rusting against the steel wheel or the magnesium aluminum wheel. I also apply a thin layer of red grease or copper coat. There's a product called copper coat. And it's small copper dust mixed with an oil. And the copper particles are like the consistency of flour, ground flour, finely ground flour mixed with an oil. And there's a brush that comes in the cap of this 4 or 8 ounce little jar. And I apply that to the threads of the lug nuts or the lug bolts. And I apply either copper coat or this red grease on the threads. And also the mating surface of the lug nut or the lug bolt where it contacts the wheel. And that way I can get them off. But you have to use a torque wrench when you tighten these lug nuts or lug bolts. And after you, and I, the torque that I use is a minimum of 100 foot-pounds. And you'll have to look this up. Don't go by anything I say. Don't believe a word I say. But I torque them in the proper order. And the proper order is diagonally across the lug bolt pattern. And you can look up how to do that, and you'll see it on the internet. A picture would be better. But you don't go around in a circle initially. You go, you know, you might start at, if it's let's say it's a 6 lug pattern, you would start at maybe 12 o'clock, and you would do, maybe torque it to 30 foot-pounds. And then go to, well, first you run up all the nuts finger tight. Or hand tight. Then you start at 12 o'clock and then go to 6 o'clock and then go to 9 o'clock and then go to 3 o'clock and then you go back to 12 o'clock and that kind of thing. So you go around and around and around, but not in a circle. Right? And that's the proper way to torque lug nuts, you know, wheel bolts, etc. But you do it in increments. So you might start at 30 pounds and then 60 pounds and then, you know, 80 pounds and then maybe 100 pounds. And you do it in increments so you don't bend the wheels and damage the hubs. Well, the grease makes it easier for those lug nuts to come off. And it makes them not wear out when you put them on and off. So it's a kind of thing that we do because we take the wheels on and off a lot and rotate them. And it saves the metal. And it makes it so that we can get them off. I'd love to have Kyle's comments. But no manufacturer will tell you to do that. They'll say, don't do that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. Reuters is reporting the president of the New York City's firefighter union told reporters Wednesday that he's advised unvaccinated members to ignore Mayor Bill de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers. Under de Blasio's order that's due to take effect Friday, unvaccinated city employees would be placed on unpaid leave. The Justice Department announced the arrest of 150 people in an international opioid probe. The DOJ said they seized over $30 million in cash and virtual currency after the 10-month-long international operation called Dark Hunter. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Republican Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax calls out Dr. Fauci's claim that no gain-of-function research was done at the Wuhan lab using U.S. tax dollars.
Dr. Fauci's been denying it, but now the NIH has admitted yes. Some of the laboratory experiments in Wuhan were combining these viruses, and yes, the result did gain function, which means it gained lethality. They made a virus that's more dangerous than anything they had to be working with, but they're still trying not to admit that it ever really happened. They're saying it's not gain of function because before they did the experiment, they didn't know that's what they would create. But here's my point. If you have an unknown virus, you combine it with a known virus that causes pandemics, well, sure, you don't know what's going to happen, but it could be that you're going to gain function. So it is a gain of function. That's the purpose of the experiment. Well, it's either going to infect humans or not, but you don't know it in advance. But just simply because you don't know it doesn't make it not a gain-of-function experiment. I'm not alleging that the viruses in the experiments that have been published are COVID or became COVID. I'm saying the techniques they use, the gain-of-function techniques, could be used to create COVID, but obviously the Chinese haven't published that research. They're unlikely to publish it. So when Dr. Fauci is saying, well, it couldn't have been this virus because it's distant genetically from COVID. But I'm not alleging that. No one has alleged that these viruses from the experiments they published. We're alleging that if it came from the lab, they've now destroyed that evidence and they'll never let us know that it came from the lab.
Lance Pryde, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
watch
cheese?
It. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And we're talking about rust. Road salt, calcium chloride. And Kyle, I know what I said is highly controversial and dangerous and risky, and I advised our class not to do it. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you what I did, what I do, Vince. When I bought my old Toyota car that I've got now, oh, it must have been 5 or 6 years ago, the wheels were and the lug nuts were just like that. I bought it from an old couple that, he had died. And so she couldn't drive anymore. And I bought it off of her And but they just didn't do very much maintenance on, you know, for tire swapping and stuff. And they had a set of all-season tires and steel rims that had been on there, I would bet, for many years. And so I barely could get those things off. I, too, also have a big rubber hammer, and I don't have a lift like you, so mine was jacked up with jack stands underneath it. And when I the lug nuts came off all right, because I had a battery-powered impact wrench to break them loose. But anyway, they broke loose okay, but I literally didn't think I was going to get those rims off of there. They were so rusted together with that little hub in the center that the rim fits over. It's where they were there. Finally, it was, I mean, I'd sit down and kicked one side, then the other, and then I hit them with a hammer and just kept going on and on. Finally, I got them all off. So when I got them all off, I have a coned wire brush, which I'm sure you have too, and a drill motor. And I went in there on the rim and I did it on the hub. I busted and I had a set of glasses and a not a respirator, but a face mask on, to try to not breathe all that dust in. But it was just, and I wire brushed it with this, portable drill motor for, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, each one of them, till I got most of that scaly rust, busted off. And, like you, I love Copper Coat. That stuff is, that's a godsend. That stuff is amazing. And I love that synthetic, red lithium grease. I use both, very often. Anyway, I put it right on that hub, that grease around that hub part of the brake drum. And these were in the back. That's where I had most of the trouble. And it's drum brakes in the back. Anyway, so I finally got them off of there and put that on there with that red lithium grease that time. That's what I used. And I've never had to fight them again. The one thing I will say, if you do put anything on those threads, which I do also, if you put anything on the threads, first of all, just like you said, Vince, don't do this. But this is what I do. I put mine on there, and I torque mine to about 85 pounds on my little Toyota. But anyway, I tighten them down, and in about, I might take it to town once or twice, and then I'll bring it back to the shop, and I will re-torque everything. And I will say this, if you do this and you have aluminum or magnesium rims, you should do that 15, 20 miles at the most. You should retorque those, and then I would retorque them again in about a week, especially if you have the magnesium or aluminum rims. If you put any kind of lubricant on those threads, you better retorque them at least twice. We had such trouble with, my daughter has a Honda, and it had these aluminum rims on it, magnesium, whatever they were. Anyway, and they were so bad of springing leaks because of the salt on the road. The tires would just spring leaks, and they were right in the bead, right where the tire attaches to the rim. And it would continually spring leaks, and she was constantly having to go in, and one of the tire shops here would take the tire off, buff all that corrosion that was on those rims, buff that off, put some more lubricant back on the tire, put it back on, and then it would fix the leak. Finally, I got tired of this stuff, and I told her, I said, let's just find you some good steel rims. So we found at a wrecking yard of all things, and the guy only charged me like $60 for all four of these steel Honda rims that fit really well. And so we just had all of our tires transferred, two sets of them, one summer, one winter, and had them all transferred over to put on those steel rims, and no more leaks. So, in fact, I think she still has those aluminum rims.
Yeah, well, Kyle's talking about class. It's a problem that is everywhere if you have road salt applied by your county. And, you know, if you call them up and say, yo, I'm having trouble getting my my lug nuts off, your county's going to say something like that. They're going to laugh at you. They're not going to come and help you for to fix the damage they've caused. So you need to somehow figure out how you're going to protect yourself from it. Now, here's a fix. And I've Kyle and I have told you what we do, but we cannot recommend this because if your wheel falls off because it wasn't torqued properly, don't blame us. Okay, I've never had a wheel come off. And so, and I'm sure Kyle hasn't either. So here's what we do. You have not, right?
No, correct.
Right. So here's what we do. What Kyle was mentioning is the contact point on that you can see. If you look at your, let's say you have an aluminum / magnesium wheel, and you look at where the rubber meets the wheel around the edge of the rim, that's where the road salt tends to congregate. And when moisture, whether it be rain or mist or fog or just dew from overnight, when that collects there, it starts to corrode or oxidize that wheel. Now, the wheels are painted with a clear coat to protect from this. But, you know, when you have your tires mounted, that clear coat gets damaged. You can't see it. You really can't see the damage. But it's there. And then the corrosion starts, and it spreads and spreads. And what happens is the corrosion becomes a rough surface. Instead of being a nice smooth surface where the bead of the tire mates to the rim of the wheel, that's where the corrosion is. So it's a rough surface, and sometimes it could feel as rough as a window screen. You know, if you put your fingers across a window screen, that's how rough it is. And air can leak from the tire outward toward the atmosphere because of this rough, corroded mating surface. So what we do is exactly what Kyle was talking about. We take a wire brush on a drill, and we go around the surface, and we remove all of that oxidation / rust. Then, if it's an aluminum or magnesium wheel, we use aluminum primer paint. So this is paint, Rust-Oleum type, that's used for priming aluminum metal. And then we paint that contact surface. Now, the problem is, it's not immediate. So if you have to get this job done in an hour, forget it. Because it takes a day for the paint to dry. So you buff the wheels, you clean them up, you get them down to bare metal, the contact surface, where the bead meets the wheel, the rim, and you paint it with a, you know, we use a 1-inch brush, and we paint it, and then we let it dry in the sun for a day, and then we put the new tire on it, or put the old tire back on after we remove the corrosion from the bead of the tire, and that solves the problem. But what tire shops do is they have this stuff called, it's a bead sealant. It's like rubber cement, and it's black, and there's a metal jar, if you will, metal container, and it has a brush in the lid and the cap, and they just paint this rubber sealant around the rim where it contacts the tire. And that's a temporary fix, but it works for a while, and then it leaks. So the real fix is to clean off the rust and prime it. Now, if it's a steel wheel, you can use, primer for ferrous-type metals, like typical normal Rust-Oleum, and be the rust-colored brown primer. So we keep them both here in the shop, and we use them all the time. And that's the only way I know of to fix it. But, you know, if you're a customer and you want it done now, they're not going to be able to do it now to do it right. They can only use that rubber bead sealant. That's all they can do if you have to have it now. So that's why you need to wash your wheels, and especially wash where the rubber meets the rim. Kyle?
Yeah, I agree completely, Ben. Yep. And I cannot emphasize enough, if you do use any lubricant on the threads of your rims and you have aluminum rims, for your sake and your loved one's sake, torque them twice. Do one within about 5 or 10 miles do an extra torque after you put it on, come back and retorque it 5 to 10 miles, and then again in about a week.
Yeah.
I've really seriously seen lug nuts so stinking loose, even after being torqued twice. This happened to my daughter. We brought it back, and they retorqued them, and I was in there visiting her at the tire shop. She brought it back, like they said, you know, drive this for about a day and come back. And so she did. She brought it back. They retorqued everything. And about a week and a half later, I walked by there because we were going to visit. And I looked, and one of the lug nuts was visibly loose. I could see it. I mean, literally, there was a tiny little gap. I just happened to look down and see it. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, I retorqued them again.
So, Kyle, anyway, when you talk about bringing it to the shop, the tire shop, for having the lug nuts torqued, I have never seen one torqued by hand at a tire shop. And I'm talking about the big shops as well. What they do is they torque it with what's called a torque stick. And so they have these different colored, it looks like a socket on one end, let's say 6 to 8 inches long, this set of tools. And they're colored different colors, like red and yellow and blue and green and white and black. And they are different sized sockets built into this, looks like an extension, a ratchet extension, but it's one piece. And it flexes at a specific torque, and it lets them know that they've reached the torque that's recommended for that size lug nut. That I've seen them use, but I have not seen the use of a hand torque wrench the way you and I do it. Have you?
Oh, yeah, Vince. Actually, there's two tire shops around here, both of them as I use, and they won't use anything but the snap-type torque wrench. Torques. Yep, because I've been back there watching them, and when they torque them down there, you'll hear the pop. You know, when it breaks the correct torque.
Yeah, so, we're talking
the ones
about,
we use here, Will. Yeah.
Yeah. What we're talking about is a torque wrench that clicks. So you turn the handle to the desired foot pounds of torque, like 50, 60, 70, 80. Actually, it's in just very small increments, maybe 5-pound increments. And you can set it, and it will, as you tighten, it'll go click to tell you that you've reached the desired torque that you've set it for. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, if you want to do a search, it's spelled T-O-R-Q-U-E. Sometimes abbreviated T-O-R-Q. But T-O-R-Q-U-E. And I bought one that is a half-inch drive. So it has a, it attaches to half-inch extensions, half-inch drive sockets. And I bought the one that is made by Tekton, T-E-K-T-O-N. This thing is heavy. It weighs over 5 pounds. It's about 19 inches long. And it is 25 to 250 foot-pounds of torque. So it's a fairly large one for most people to have. They make a smaller one that's 10 to 150 foot-pounds of torque. The price for the smaller one, which would be fine for most people, is $42 on Amazon. That's shipped, $42 for a torque wrench. And this is a precision instrument, and it comes with a case to protect it. And you just don't throw this in a toolbox because it really is a precision instrument. The one that I have is $60, and that's because we work on heavier equipment. So you'd be happy with 10 to 150 foot-pound one. But here's the interesting thing about Tekton. So I was using this torque wrench, and the ratchet part slipped. And I've used it maybe, I don't know, let's say 5 or 10 times, you know, for five or 10 different vehicles. And then the ratchet part slipped. So I called up Tekton, called up their 800 customer service number, and I said, here's what's happening. And they said, oh, well, can you take a picture of it? And I said, sure. And can you send us your address? And I said, sure. So I put it on the hood of a car, took a picture of it, emailed it to the customer service people at Tekton, T-E-K-T-O-N, and within a couple minutes, I got an email back with a tracking number. They didn't ask for a receipt. They didn't say how long did you own it. They didn't say was it new when you bought it or used. They just guarantee their products no matter where you bought it or who you bought it from. That's pretty impressive. And they sent me another one. And the second one works great. So I just wanted to mention that. I've invited them to come on the air with me, but I don't think they want to do it. They know who I am, but they don't want to. Maybe we're a little too controversial for them. They certainly sell good quality tools, TEKTON. I don't get anything for recommending them, but I just thought it was really nice because I also have a Proto, P-R-O-T-O brand, torque wrench. And it's probably, 15, 20 years old. And it does the same thing. It has a stripped ratchet. And I called up Proto, and they have lifetime guarantees on their tools. And I called them up, and I said, so here's what my ratchet's doing, my torque wrench is doing. And they said, oh, yeah, well, and there's no guarantee on that. I said, why is that? They said, well, it's a precision instrument. We don't guarantee them. I said, really? You have a lifetime guarantee on all your products, except you don't guarantee the torque wrenches? Now, a torque wrench from them is really expensive, closer to $200. And they said, no. I said, okay. Yeah, I'm not going to buy any Proto tools. You taught me a good lesson. Thanks so much. So I use Detective. Kyle, any comments?
Well, yeah, I have a Montgomery Wards, which obviously Montgomery Wards didn't build. Probably Proto built it. It looks very similar to the Proto. And I also have a Proto brand. Both of them bought in the metal box that they came with. And I've used them for... Oh man, Vince, probably close to 40 years. And, I haven't had any trouble. Of course, I'm not running a business like you and using it every day, but I have used them, hundreds and hundreds of times, and I haven't had any trouble with either one of them. But, I have a total of four of those, of the torque wrenches as well. And I'm sure you have a lot more than just those two. But it's really good to hear about a company that'll stand behind something so quickly that, they'll just send you another one. I've had that happen, maybe three or four times in my life. That kind of customer service makes a customer for life,
Yeah, and here's something that just as a tip with tools. So I wipe off with an oily rag. One of those red type shop rags that you see mechanics use. And, after a while they get a little bit of oil on them. And I use that to wipe off the tools the minute I'm done with it. Okay? Because I don't want to pick up a screwdriver and have the shaft be oily from the last time I used it. I don't want to pick up a wrench and have it be oily or a socket or a ratchet or extension. So that being said, that's what I do, and I put the tools back in the toolbox when I'm done so I can find them. The other thing I do is ratchets. I will lubricate the ratchet mechanism with automatic transmission fluid. I'll lubricate it or even take a tuna fish style can and put some ATF in it and dip the end of the business end of the ratchet in there. And then I will spin the ratchet with while I'm wearing a latex type glove to make sure oil gets everywhere. And then I'll let it drain out, and you'll see a lot of gook come out. So my ratchets have lasted from the 1960s, 70s, all the way to today, because I lubricate the ratchets, including the ratchet heads of torque wrenches. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back, Kyle. And let's talk about garden hoses and antifreeze. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And it's getting to that time where you need to be thinking about the cold weather and battery chargers as well. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.